Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Well, yeah, good afternoon. Just before we chat Southampton, I think we all expected Jordan Henderson to be in the England squad, but your thoughts on the selection of Trent Alexander-Arnold, who's not always been the first choice right back for England, you pleased for him?
Yeah. Talk with him? Both. All the players were obviously nominated, like Ibu and stuff like this, and we couldn't be sure. But I think with Hendo it was clear, and with Trent is nice. It's a big tournament. It's everybody player dreams of these kind of things, and he was very pleased about the news. And so yes, I'm very happy for him.
Lots of talent on show in the World Cup. Who do you think will win it?
No idea. I think I could put some pressure on Brazil, but no, I have really no idea.
Okay. Reaction to that Carabao Cup draw after the progress against Derby. It's not Manchester City. It's a game that takes place just after the World Cup final, just before the Premier League returns. Does that affect the approach to the game, especially when you're playing such a big team, a big club in a competition where predominantly you've given others an opportunity? Is it going to continue in that vein?
I have really no idea. So the thing is that we have a pre-season before that game, so the players who will be involved, definitely involved, hopefully fit enough and stuff like this, have a pre-season. I think that's similar with City. City has definitely more players at the World Cup than we have. So we have to see who is available. That's always, was, by the way, always the case. Players' availability and these kind of things, and because of intense schedules, it made always sense to... let me say it like this. If the game now against Derby would have been the only game in 3 weeks, we would have played a different team. So that's clear. It's not about now, it's not just forcing the kids in and it's a kids' competition and stuff like this. But we like it in that way. And that's how we can use the competition then to show our prospects. And for this game, I have no idea. We will come back from our training camp. Do we know already when exactly we play? No, it's not.
No, it will be Tuesday,
Wednesday,
or Thursday even.
Oh, great. So, I will make the decision then around the game.
Just finally for me, Southampton on Saturday, a new manager installed. It's not always the ideal time to play a club with a new manager, with motivated players, etc.
I actually thought Ralf Hasen did an exceptional job there. And but it's all, everything has its time, maybe stuff like this, but it's if Southampton showed I think that was for sure attitude. They were a highly motivated team. They were was really going for it and these kind of things. So now, yes, with the manager, there might be an extra few percent. That's possible. Don't know. For us, that's not our problem because we always expect a really motivated opponent. But of course, we have no real clue. I think there's now not a lot of time to change a lot of things. But what we saw, we had also in our analyst meeting, we had it was half Southampton, half Luton, and just to see what he's doing. So are we to show? But because we don't know, we have to focus on ourselves. That's what we do, and that's what we try, and we expect from ourselves. A really good game, like a game you can win, and not because your opponent or because we have to show up. It's the last game for a long time, and that's why we want to finish on a high.
Thanks.
Hi.
You said that after the Tottenham game that your team had to fight and that you liked that.
Yeah.
Was that something that you thought had been missing then earlier in the season?
No. It's just because I think we were clear better in the first half, and second half we became under pressure because of the very direct style, and that's why we then have to fight. But it's not the first time. I mean, I don't know exactly, but 1 or 2 years ago when we won a lot of games, we won all games like easy going, like 4-0 up early, and then try to manage the game and to play the game the time down. No, that's just all because everybody saw that Tottenham had good moments in the second half, forced that with a lot of crosses, long balls. But that's why I said it. No, it didn't lack before. We had problems. I'm not sure I saw you before, but we spoke about that pretty much all the time here, our problems. But step by step, we try to sort them, and then from there we can go.
How pleased are you with the link-up play between Robertson and Nunez? They really seem to understand each other.
Robbo is obviously used. He played now for a long time with Sadio Mane on that wing. Then Luis covered that space pretty much. That's different, very different. And now Darwin is different as well. It's in this game, it was together with Thiago and Robbo and Darwin. So, yes, we know that Darwin can be a real threat offensively. Yes, actually. And defensively, there's for sure space for improvement because it's not natural to him to defend that position. But Thiago and Orwell plays there, and Robbo or Costas as well know that, and that's why we have to adapt a little, because we don't want to talk to him all the time about defending, and then all of a sudden he forgets how to attack. So we want to give him the freedom to feel like a striker in the offensive moments. And so, yeah, that worked well. But there's still a lot of space for improvement, of course.
There's a break now, obviously, for the World Cup, but we all know that the Premier League is going to start again in December. So how closely do you have to be working? You've got lots of players out playing in the World Cup.
Yeah.
How closely are you going to have to work? And what's the system you've got in place to keep up with your players and their fitness and their strengths for when they come back? Because you've got no time at all before you're playing again.
You mean the players who are at the World Cup?
Yeah, New York, Liverpool.
Yeah, that's now a number. It's not too big as important players for us, but it's now. But do we have six?
Seven.
Why do you cut to seven? Okay, seven. Yeah, obviously, for us, very important players, but we have a clear rule how it is with international games. The boys have to text me if there are any issues, and especially after the game, because now by the World Cup, it's different. We can see all the games, and we see he's playing, he's not playing. We can probably read the news, because in World Cup, you get all the information. When there's a normal international game, then and Brazil plays, it's tricky to get any kind of information, so that we need the players to tell us, no, fine, 90 minutes, but okay. And that's the contact we will have, definitely. Players group, it's clear when they're winning, then the WhatsApp group will get bonkers, and that's how it is. But that's really not a problem. Anyway, we are in the training camp in Dubai, so that's around the corner. So if somebody has to leave the tournament early, they can join us immediately. That's one of the reasons why we go there.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, really, do you feel that it's, I don't know if benefit's the right word, that so few players that you have are going to compete in the World Cup compared to the teams in the Premier League and other competitions that you're competing with? So you've got more time.
Well, it's not, it's. That's only, no, I don't know. So, yes, it is. I don't know how many, but. Sorry? Yeah, double, of course, double figures. We had, we would usually have Diogo as well going to work with them. We are already at 8. Probably some others. Let me think. If there would be in a slightly different situation, not injured or stuff like this, then they might have made it as well. So, no, it's. I'm happy about the number of players we have for our training, for our preseason. That's a good number. Positions are covered, so should have 2 centre halves, 3-4 fullbacks, so in enough midfielders, front line pretty much. Lucho is now running outside, looks really good. So we'll be, that's positive, of course. So that's how we use it. But now moaning about the players without the World Cup, no. And that's, I think it's enough, to be honest. There are enough players go, and if we need them all back healthy, definitely. But because then it's a really long season to come with a lot of games, and it starts early. And but from that moment on, there's no rest again. So that's the problem. Obviously, when you go now, it's now between the last match day and the first match day, I think it's around about 6 weeks. So, okay, with Carabao Cup, maybe only 5.5 weeks, but. If you only play 3 games now and go out after group stage, then it's obviously, there's no real problem. And you have still time to train and afterwards rest a little bit and these kind of things. If you go through to the final and all to the semis, at least because we play for the third place as well, yeah, then it's really long. There's a lot of games then in that period, but will not happen for everybody. Somebody has to get out of the tournament in the end, at least as our... as far as I'm concerned, and that's the situation. No, it's for all players difficult who are playing there. But how I said, going out after group stages, then it's a normal. Then you have 3 games in 10, 12 days, something like that. And the rest, you can rest and prepare. That would be okay for the guys who are really successful. It's very intense. But if, I don't know, does Southampton have a player who's going to the World Cup? Yes? Oh, the German one, yeah, of course, sorry. Yeah, but so now that's the situation. I have plenty of Premier League clubs who are not that. Don't know exactly about Aston Villa, who is our first opponent after. So they have a real break, new manager, and a real preseason, and probably nearly all the players together. So for them, it's really good. And that's for all the teams who have players at the World Cup. The more you have, the lesser good it is, because the lesser time you have to work together and work and prepare for the rest of the season. Because as intense it was now, the real intense part will come. And that's the situation.
Just to pick up on what you said about Trent, it was nice to be, the word you used there, to be part of Gareth Southgate's World Cup squad. So you said he was very pleased. Was there just that slight element of doubt that he wouldn't be involved?
Oh, I didn't speak to him, and I know Trent now long enough. I don't think he knows he has, apart from playing football, he has no influence. There's a lot of talk about around and these kind of things. When you think about Trent, and I heard now that Gary Neville said something in the big games or whatever, in the knockout games, he cannot play. I'm not sure he said it really, or somebody just wrote it down and changed the words a little bit. I have no clue. But Trent Alexander-Arnold is now 24, I think. He won quite a few finals. That's a very important game where you have to defend. We played finals against Chelsea last year, for example, both finals, incredibly intense, and top-class players, world-class players, in moments better than players they face at the World Cup, definitely. Like in the finals we played, in Tottenham, Real Madrid, all the others, these kind of things. And he always was there and always defended well. I don't know exactly why we have this discussion, but it's fine. So when you have the choice between 4 or 5, now it's not that many anymore, and Walker is kind of fit. That means, and Reece James obviously is not available, so these kind of things. But I think Gareth is very happy that he has Trent as well. So and Trent took it. Just he's very calm and these kind of things. So he plays the football he plays, tries to improve, tries to develop. But I think he would have been disappointed if he had not been there, and I'm not sure if he was in doubt or whatever, but with all the discussions, at least the discussions I followed, if everybody would have been available, then it's not unlikely that or at least it could have happened that you don't take four fullbacks to a World Cup. I think makes sense, four right fullbacks, by the way. Some of them can play left as well. So it's all good. And I saw his face, and I realized he's really happy about it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jürgen, nice reward for Ibrahim Konaté to get a place in the French squad for the World Cup.
Yeah.
He was fabulous against Tottenham. I know he's had his injury problems, but he's gone back to the controlled aggression, anticipation. He appears to be getting better at reading what's going to happen. How would you assess his progress since he came to the club?
Yeah, good. Very good, of course, but he was really good before. So not that we can say that. He learned everything here. That's not true. He was an outstanding player in Germany in the Bundesliga. So... yeah, so other players were a bit unlucky with the World Cup. He was not lucky with it because he came back in time. It's not his season so far, obviously, because he was long term out. Directly after preseason, bam, out for a long time, and then again out, stuff like this. So that's not perfect, but for him it worked really out really well, and he deserves it definitely. France obviously has an incredible amount of. Not only centre-halves, but centre-halves as well, all over the play in top clubs all over the world, and make the cut there is a big one. And he's still a very young man. Eh? So, yeah, he was very pleased as well. So he was very, I think he needed something to get a smile out of his face. So he's really happy about it. And it's a big achievement, definitely.
Quirin Kelleher had his name in lights.
He will not be at the World Cup, right?
Maybe next time around.
Yeah.
But obviously, the penalty shootout aspect is something that grabs the headlines. But more than that, he's a fabulous goalkeeper.
He is.
And do you fear at any time in the not-too-distant future a knock on the door and for him, you know, for his career to progress properly, he needs to be playing first-team football, you think?
First and foremost, with all the things he did so far, he became the goalie he is now. So it's now not that we would think he would be even better or whatever. Kuip is an outstanding goalie, is our goalie. That's absolutely great. Club like us, with all the games we have, needs a goalie of his quality, definitely. But if we have something to talk about, then I think it would make sense that we speak in between. It's clear that he has the ambition to be the number one, all these kind of things. But everything must be right. And being the number one in the wrong club, and all of a sudden you look you're not that good a goalie. So he needs, our style suits him very well. Because really calm on the ball as well. He's you can involve him in build-up play. So he's like... the blonde version of Ali. And he can learn from, I have to say it because it's true, from an incredible, dedicated goalkeeper coaching staff. These boys, they're special coaches. They are. And I really like how they work, because there's not only Kvief, we have Marcello as well, we have Harvey as well. Of course, Adrian is there, who always delivered when was needed. Perfect professional. So many role models. And then Ali, who combines pretty much everything. This department is really exciting with what's coming up and stuff like this. So, and Kvief. And we don't hold back praise or whatever. It's not that we say, oh, no, it's not that good. No, he is really good. He's really, really good. And we are really happy to have him. But again, he started with the preseason. Since when he's in training? Since 4 weeks? 3 weeks? Before that, he was not available. So, yeah. Has to stay fit, definitely. And then the future is bright. And we all hope it's here.
In this unprecedented season, where we've got a World Cup starting a week after the Premier League start, after a friendly match, I'm just wondering how difficult it might be for those players who are going through the final game before they go.
So we are professionals, and the boys play the game like they play the game. So that's they always play the game. So with full focus, so everything can happen in a football game. That's how it is. But if you go to the World Cup and you think, now we made it, and you have a deep breath, and then first you get injured in the first game, I'm not sure which is the bigger disappointment. So they have to perform on highest level. You have to focus on the things you do in the moment, and you cannot think about the next possible thing, whatever. And now, because we changed a lot during the week, we had yesterday already a session. Everybody looked like really buzzing, going for it. And we know this is incredibly important. This is our World Cup, if you want, the Southampton game. That's how it is. We had obviously a tricky first part of the season. Definitely, we spoke enough about it, and we all saw it. But if we can win this game, it would make 22, and it gives us kind of a distance where we can see light at the end of the tunnel, and that's exactly the mindset all the boys have as well. So I think we don't make a big fuss of it. It's not that I ask every day, how are you, and do you think about the World Cup? We don't talk about the World Cup. This is the situation, and the boys who got nominated, great, and if some others weren't got nominated, that's not cool. But apart from that, it's just our situation here, and that means Southampton. How cool. So nobody's out from the players we had available for midweek or for the last game, I would say. Millie is back in training today. Nabi is out and running. Lucho is back on the pitch and running. Who else could? No, but from the... Oh, Joel. Joel trained with us. Yeah, right. Joel was in... Yeah. Three-fourth of the... pretty much the whole session, but in the last bit he didn't do. But he's now obviously available as well. Like, would be available, but it's he only trained once with the team.
Yeah, because I've got Harvey, he's played more games this season than any other player.
He doesn't have to. It's not. It's yes, but that we trust him. I think it's obvious that he, in the group, he's like all the other boys. It's like that's really nice to see. But it's really with, Fabio especially, but with all the other kids around, Stefan and Bobby. Calvin, we have obviously a lot of young players, and he's not that he's now standing in front of them and hold speeches and tell them how was my health about the big games he played or whatever. No, he doesn't have to. He just he has to be mature on the pitch, to be honest, and all the rest is biological, will happen step by step. It's all fine. It was that he took then, you know that we obviously have the company working together with the penalty stuff like this, and it was the clear proposal that he will have the fifth one. So it's a sign as well. He's an incredible player and incredible talent, and the direction is the right one. Let me say it like this.
Last one for James, for the embargo. Jürgen, just in terms of the ownership, you said the other night, while this process is ongoing, we need to keep planning. But from your understanding, would there be any impact in the meantime while this process is going on in terms of investment in the squad, or is it business as usual in terms of money being available?
It's not about money or whatever. You have to you plan. So it's definitely going on. So clear. And let me say like this: I'm very positive about the whole thing, because either way, it will be fine. And I really have a really close relationship to our owner. So and I always knew what we can do, what we can't do, all these kind of things. It was not, when we were discussing, it's not that we always, that I ask for something, I say no, and then I stop asking. So it's just, before we speak to you, there are plenty of discussions. So and now we have to see what we do. It's nothing decided or whatever, what we will do in the winter, yes or no, these kind of things. We really have to see. We have time until then, obviously, but we follow the market all the time, every day. There's no player in the world who scores a goal and we don't know it. That's how it is. And if somebody makes a save, or we know it. And that's the situation. That's what I said. That's what will go on. So it's that's clear. But all the rest, we cannot. We are not involved, obviously, in these things, and that's okay. We have to focus on football, and that's what we do.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video, and if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits, and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.